Module 8, Gaining Control. Just by the very nature of the word, control is a very powerful thing to have. Having control causes companies to become multi-billion dollar entities and nations to crumble. This is no less important when it comes to having control over yourself, your thoughts, and emotions. Having control, or the lack thereof, could be the difference between building a successful career and no career at all. If you have control over these aspects of your life, pat yourself on the back. If you do not, read the following to obtain the necessary tools to become the master of your fate. Using coping thoughts. The power of the mind is amazing. Every day you will encounter at least one situation that requires you to use the calming forces of your mind to overcome the potential anxiety of the issue at hand. In order to use these forces, you must have a reservoir that consists of them. When you find yourself in a situation that requires coping skills, do the following. Take a deep breath. Deep breathing has an amazingly calming effect on the brain. By taking a deep breath or two, you can easily avoid your first natural reaction to a stressful situation. This can prevent you from saying something or physically acting out in a manner that is inappropriate and may require you to apologize later on. Step away from the issue. Mentally take yourself away from the situation and analyze the issue itself. Ask yourself if it is something worth using your emotions on. Does it truly impact you? Will your emotions bring forth a resolution to the problem or just internal conflict for you? Use positive thinking. Even if the situation requires you to physically act, you do not want to approach it with thoughts of anger, sadness, or other negative emotions. Consciously tell your mind to think happy thoughts. Thinking happy thoughts is not a way to avoid the problem, but rather a way to prepare you to tackle it in a productive manner. Using relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques are not just used to help you feel better, they actually play a major role in reducing the stress on your body and mind that comes from the experiences of everyday life. According to the Mayo Clinic, relaxation techniques can reduce stress symptoms by slowing your heart rate, lowering blood pressure, slowing your breathing rate, increasing blood flow to major muscles, reducing muscle tension and chronic pain, improving concentration, reducing anger and frustration, boosting confidence to handle problems. There are several common types of relaxation techniques, with three of them being: number one, autogenic. This technique uses the senses to promote relaxation. For example, one may think about a peaceful place and then use relaxed breathing. Or they might repeat words in their mind to do away with muscle tension. Number two, progressive muscle. In this technique, individuals purposely tense and then relax each muscle group. Number three, visualization. With visualization, the individual imagines a calming place and tries to utilize his or her senses to feel like they are really at that place. Bringing it all together. Once you have mastered the art of coping with difficult situations, it may not be necessary to engage in relaxation techniques as much. But until you have reached that point, and maybe even afterwards, finding effective ways to relax yourself and take control of the situation is highly beneficial. Whether it is dealing with an unruly coworker or a demanding boss, not allowing negativity to get the best of your emotions can benefit your mind, body, and soul, which is the ultimate goal. Case study. Tom was very upset at his coworker for not being considerate enough to finish their work on time so that Tom could get his part done. Because of what they did, Tom was the one who was being scolded for the late work. Instead of blowing up and getting angry with a coworker, Tom decided to try some ways of coping with the stress. He tried some deep breathing exercises. He then tried to step away from the issue entirely. He decided that it would cause more harm than good to tell his lazy coworker what for, and used positive thinking to get back in the right mindset to be productive.